Get in the huddle with Palisade Bulldogs basketball on the team.
With us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team is off to a 2-0 start in Western Slope League play. They're 23rd right now in the 4A RPI. Corey Hitchcock, boys basketball coach Palisade, joins us. Good morning, Corey. I appreciate the time.
Good morning, Jim. Appreciate you having me.
Well, great to talk about your team right now because you're on this nice winning streak to start out Western Slope League play. The win against Steamboat, 52-42. Then you knock off Eagle Valley, 79-58. And you look back to the start, your first year at Palisade that began with the Warrior Challenge Tournament. You lost three straight games to start things out, including that battle with your East Valley rival Central. But, boy, you've really been able to get things turned around, in particular with the way you've started out Western Slope League play.
Yeah, I've been real proud of the boys and their growth over the last couple of months. I think first and foremost, our defense has got a lot better. We've been pressuring up a little bit more, creating a little bit more offensive opportunities for ourselves, which allows us to score a little bit more than we were doing early. So as I said earlier, when we spoke the first time, changing our offensive defensive schemes from what they're used to, it was going to take a little while for them to grasp that, but it's pretty cool to see that come to fruition this last weekend and beat two of the top teams in our league on the road.
And a guy that played a pretty big role in that, a guy that's really figured things out for you, is Paul Steinke, that he had the 6 points against Steamboat, but had a career-high 28 against Eagle Valley. He had an outstanding game in that game against the Red Devils.
Yeah, he played really, really well. A lot of his stuff came inside the paint. He was moving well without the basketball. He was getting some offensive rebounds for some putbacks. He had a double-double that night, which was awesome to see. But, overall, I think all of our guys have really stepped up, both from the point guard, from our starting point guard down to our starting center, all the way down to the bench players. A lot of the guys have been really showing up and doing a good job and doing their part and really working together. And it's been fun just to watch them grow as a unit and really start maturing as basketball players.
Corey Hitchcock, coach of the Palisade boys basketball team, 2-0 in the Western Slope League, joins us this morning on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Donovan Mestis, of course, had an outstanding season last year. This year, his senior campaign, Legion scoring 13 points per game. He's also your top rebounder at just under 6 boards a contest. And where do you feel like that he's really kind of picked things up in your system, Corey, from the start of the season to where you are right now?
I think he's just looking to be aggressive at the right times and not try to force shots in certain times of the game. I think he's letting the game come to him a little more, so he's seen a little more success. I feel like if he could finish some easy buckets that he's been getting around the rim, he could be close to 20 points a game. So we're just trying to get him to finish better at the rim, but he definitely is one of those guys that really steps up and, is really competitive and wants to win and is willing to do whatever it takes to win. And it's been fun watching him kind of adjust and grow and, help lead this basketball team.
Corey Hitchcock, Palisade boys basketball coach with us. And one of the things that when you look at the numbers for your team, Corey, that just the balanced scoring, where Donovan has 13 a game and Paul Steinke's just under 10 points per game, but you have, for example, you have Josh Zotto that's at just under 5 points per game. Ryder Mancuso, a little over 5 points per game. Jorge Mendoza, 4 points per game. The list goes on and on of guys that are in that, a couple more guys are in that four-point range where it is pretty balanced scoring from what you're getting from your starters and also from what you're seeing from your bench.
Yeah, I told the guys, we might have one guy that has a breakout game every once in a while, but really – For us to be successful, we need to have, 8 to 10 guys contributing on the offensive end for us as well as the defensive end. So it's been nice to have that balance because I think it's a little bit harder to defend us when you have a lot more guys contributing. All the teams I've coached in the past, all of our successful teams, we've been balanced throughout the entire team and hasn't just been one guy dominating. So for us to really get some guys on track and chip in, 4, 5, 6 points a game, along with other guys that are, that should be able to get, 13 points a game, is big for us. And like I said, we'll have that breakout game like Paul had on Saturday. with 28. You know, Donald had a big game 1 year this year for us. So, you know, everybody has contributed at some point. You just never know who's going to be the hot hand, but if we can get everybody to contribute, it's going to really keep our opponents on their toes and struggle to guard us at times.
And after wins against two of the better teams in the league with Steamboat and Eagle Valley, you have Summit coming up tomorrow night, and then you have Battle Mountain. Summit's 3-8. Battle Mountain, they've only won one game this season. So before you have that matchup with Rifle, who's also playing really well like your team right now, Corey, you get kind of the bottom half of the league after taking on two of the better teams in the league, and it's going to be an interesting challenge to keep your kids focused moving forward.
You know, we're not looking past these guys. I don't think their record indicates how good they really are. They've been in some good ball games, and they play tough. You know, Summit's really, really big and is going to be great on the glass, and they have a player that can do a little bit of everything. And I think Battle Mountain's, you know, big as well, so we're going to have our handful defensively, and you know, we're going to be able to move the ball around and play together as a team and look for some easy opportunities because they're really, really good at protecting the rim. So I don't think our guys are going to be taking anybody lightly this week. We've talked about it all week that, you know, it doesn't matter what we did last week. We could go 2-0 last week, but if we go 0-2 this week, then everything's a wash. And so we're just taking everything one game at a time, and we're prepared for Summit. I think the guys are excited to go out and play and continue to build off of our weekend and see if we can continue a nice little run for us.